You're listening to Khan Podcasts. You are listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel on Sunday, April the 7th. This is Mark Weiss with the top news at this hour. Four IDF soldiers were killed in an ambush in the southern Gaza Strip. Captain Ido Baruch, age 20, from Tel Amond. Sergeant Amitai Evan Shoshan, age 20, from Azriel. Sergeant Eli Zair, age 20, of Kedar. And Sergeant Reef Harush, also aged 20, from Kibbutz Ramat David, were killed during a sweep of Khan Yunis. Terrorists emerged from a tunnel shaft and shot the soldiers at close range. Three soldiers were killed instantly. The fourth was wounded and later died of his wounds. The terrorists disappeared back into the shaft, but the soldiers chasing them did not enter it because they identified a booby trap that had been placed at the entrance. The IDF withdrew all ground troops from southern Gaza last night after four straight months of fighting in the Khan Yunis area. Only the Nahal Brigade remains in the Gaza Strip, tasked with securing the so-called Netzarim Corridor, which crosses Gaza from the Be'eri area in southern Israel to the Mediterranean coast. Sirens sounded a short while ago in some Gaza periphery communities. A 19-year-old woman soldier is in serious condition after a terrorist shooting in Samaria this morning. The shooting occurred on Route 55 between Azun and Nabi Elias when terrorists opened fire on civilian vehicles, including a bus. A preliminary investigation showed that the terrorist was lying in wait at the side of the road. A man travelling in a car was moderately wounded. The War Cabinet convened this morning and was expected to endorse Israel's top-level participation in talks in Cairo today to achieve another ceasefire and hostage release deal. Top-level representatives from the US, Egypt and Qatar have travelled to the Egyptian capital, and Hamas officials are also expected to participate. Defence Minister Yoav Gallant said on Sunday morning that Israel has completed preparations to respond to any scenario that may unfold with Iran, as Tehran threatens to avenge last week's attack on an Iranian consular building in Damascus. Gallant said over the weekend that preparation, readiness and alertness are not synonymous with panic and fear. The enemy has been severely damaged everywhere and is therefore looking for ways to respond. We are ready with multi-layered defence, he said. Air raid sirens were activated in the northern Golan Heights communities of Merom Golan, or Tal and Zivan, this morning. Israeli artillery targeted the source of the fire. The Air Force attacked three military installations of Hezbollah's aerial defence systems in the area of Baalbek. The IDF spokesman's unit said the attack was in retaliation for the downing of an Israeli drone. The remand in custody of the driver who drove into a group of protesters last night in Tel Aviv has been extended by 24 hours. Police interrogated the man overnight and asked the court to extend his remand in order to continue their interrogation. The driver told police he did not mean to drive into the crowd. He said a technical malfunction caused the car to suddenly speed up. Police are also investigating whether or not the driver was drunk. Thousands of demonstrators protested in Tel Aviv and other locations across the country last night. When the protests were taking place when the hit-and-run accident took place. President Yitzhak Herzog said violence is a red line that must not be crossed ever for any reason, and said the driver must be brought to justice. 49-year-old Elad Katsir was murdered in captivity and his body was brought back to Israel on Friday night following a military operation in Khan Yunis. Adina Moshe, who was taken hostage on October the 7th and later released, took care of Katsir as a child. She told the demonstration in Tel Aviv, "Elad was killed. His blood is on your head, Bibi. If the hostages don't return from there, their blood will be on your head forever. Bibi, you cruel man, you betrayed us." The weather. Seasonal. Maximum temperatures in the main centres today, Jerusalem and Haifa 21, Tel Aviv 22, Eilat 29 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Canreca, the Israel Public Broadcasting Corporation.